Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, you're now into the second hour of this global transmission. It is the 10th day of December 2003 on this Wednesday, and we're about to go to Les Ann and John and Lou and Kenneth and Matt and many, many others that are patiently holding in this second hour. In the third hour, coming up here in about 59 minutes, we're going to have the lawyer on who's suing the government. 17 students file suit over school drug raid. Remember that up in Goose Creek in the Carolinas? The video cameras, well, new videos come out with the police dog grabbing backpacks, savaging them. It was a drug dog also trained in attack, a German Shepherd. This is the new America. Of course, no drugs were found. And they put guns to the children's heads as well. That's coming up as we expose police state USA. Also, Supreme Court upholds political money law. We'll get to that. One alone, Big Brother's watching. Also, Iraq's been told, the puppet government, not to report any dead Iraqi civilians. And we'll talk about Bush and what's happening with Taiwan, telling them that they're slaves of China, basically. And Verichip in stores, get ready to start swiping your arm to buy and sell. Right now, let's go to Les Ann in New York. Les Ann, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Let's hope this works this time. It's my first time calling. I'm going to make a very quick comment. First of all, I bless you for what you're doing. It's actually a comfort, as alarming and stunning as the news is. It's a comfort for me because I feel very isolated. And I feel very alone. I live in New York in a very metropolitan area. I know there are other individuals scattered about that are truth seekers like I am, but I'm also a Christian, and I no longer even attend services because I can't stomach what I'm seeing around me.
What are the churches saying? Worship Bush? Worship world government?
Well, if you read between the lines, yes. I would say that what I would say the church is, I'd call it like counterfeit Christianity. And, you know, they're concerned with, to maintain the comfort level of people, you know, to keep their numbers high and to build and make their buildings bigger.
To tickle their ears.
I can't stomach it. I know that I've been criticized by, you know, some individuals that are, you know, true Christians that are also aware of the truth that I, you know, need to not focus on those things. But there's something inside of me that just wants to literally, you know, I get very angry. And I appreciate you as a person. I just, you know, probably nobody's really said this to you, but you have like this passion, and I'm very passionate. And because of your passion, I've even got my daughter to listen to you, and, you know, who's basically like a teenage mentality, but because she sees me in just in that passion part. I wish I could remember all the facts and the, you know, news articles that you have, but I do have, like, folders galore.
Well, let me say this, Les Ann. Anybody that tells you you shouldn't be upset or passionate about the evil has a problem. I mean, Christ whipped the money changers for their activities, and we're supposed to get mad at evil and to speak out against it, and that's a good thing.
I agree with you, but you know you're doing it, and you're doing it in spite of what, you know, untold consequences might happen. You know, I pray for you.
Well, duty's mine and consequences are God's.
Exactly, and I just wanted to say one more thing. You know, one of the scriptures in the Bible, which
say what? Stay there, Les Ann. I'll let you cover more of this when we get back. Okay, I'll put you on hold. Don't hang up. We'll let you finish up, and then we'll real quick get to John and Lou and Kenneth and Matt and others. We'll be right back, and I'm going to jump into this news as well.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow, even if you're not taking a vacation.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, 8 minutes and 15 seconds into this second hour. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to John in Colorado. John, welcome. Good to talk to you, John. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, very quickly, I'm talking about mistreatment as it pertains to describing and defining one's own status in society. I've got three reasons here. You need to get a pencil and paper for reason number two. Reason one, we say we have rights. When you say you have civil rights, they come from government. When you say you have inalienable, not inalienable, but inalienable, like a tax lien, they come from God. Point two, get a pencil and paper. Define the United States as it pertains to dealing with government on a daily basis and in the court system. United States, go to U.S. Code Title 28, Judiciary and Judicial Procedure, Section 3002, Definitions, Subsection 15.
Sir, let me stop you. I mean, let me just give you a tip for talking to people.
Yeah.
If you're going to get off into definitions of law and how the system really works and the fraudulent 14th Amendment making us all slaves, you might want to preface that for folks and tell them what you're about to talk about.
Well, what I'm talking about here is we're in a world of trouble because of the fact that we've been hoodwinked into thinking what we are when we're actually not.
Yeah, we've been hoodwinked about the Federal Reserve being a government entity when it's listed in the business white pages. We've been hoodwinked about the National Security Act of 47. We don't know our system of government. The average person as a caller said earlier, doesn't even know who John Ashcroft is or who the vice president is or what the First Amendment is. Over two-thirds of college administrators and students don't know what the First Amendment is in a major study.
Right.
So that's why we're in so much trouble. So imagine you giving people federal rulings and U.S. code.
Well, this is very simple. This is very simple. Not drawn out. All right. What I'm getting at is the definition pertains to U.S. Code 28-3215, paragraph A. The meaning of the United States is a federal corporation. You're a citizen of a federal corporation.
Yeah, they replace the rightful government with a corporation of the same name.
Right. The last point that I want to make here is when they ask you for your ID, whether you're on the street being stopped by a police officer or in the court system, present your ID. What is it that you present? You present your driver's license. Look at your driver's license. Your name is spelled in all capital letters. They're not looking at you as the human, breathing, walking.
It's your
human
corporation.
Being. You're federal. You're right. You're a corporation. Your eyes, a corporate entity, a fictional corporate entity, and that's all you are. And that's what we need to turn around is our court system and turn this around. And
yeah,
they get us back.
They get us to sign away our rights through treaties with the government, through contracts.
Right, right. And just one more other point, if I may. When you say you're American, you gotta understand what you're saying there.
Yeah, I'm a citizen of the state of Texas.
Right, right. But you say you're American, you're D.C., Texas, Montreal, Canada, all Americans, North American, Nicaraguans are Central Americans, Brazilians are South Americans, we're all Americans.
Definitions are very important. Thanks.
Right.
Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and talk to Lou. Lou, where are you calling us from?
Colorado.
Another call from Colorado. Go ahead.
Right. I just wanted to, in clearing up something, on that one film that you have, 911, it blow up airliners of full of American citizens. I have a copy of the report from the Northwoods Agreement, but it should be noted that these are drone ships. These are unmanned vessels that it states, you know?
Actually, if you read the body of it, they will say shoot people, bomb people, kill people, and then it will restate drones, and then it will say kill them again. So they're saying to the president, we can blow up fake ships, or we can blow up real ships. We can crash jets. We can have college students on them. We can, if John Glenn dies in orbit, we can say that the Russians or the Cubans did it. They say we can use army troops dressed up like Cubans to attack, shoot at, bomb Guantanamo Bay, and so. And your interpretation is different than mine and different than Mr. Bamford's and John F. Kennedy's.
Right.
That document talks about killing people, and they give the offer. We can really kill them, or we can stage their deaths.
Yeah, there's one spot that does state that, but they do talk about unarmed vessels and stuff. But I'm just bringing this out as a matter of point. I'm looking at the actual Freedom of Information Act Northwoods document.
Yeah, we've got the document on the website, and we've read the entire document on air.
Right. And
it actually talks about wounding and killing people.
Yes, they do talk about
that,
too.
More than once.
Right.
They say if the president wants to, we can stage it, or we can really do it.
That part I didn't see in there, but...
It's to the president.
Yeah.
It's to the Secretary of Defense.
Right. Yeah, I just wanted to bring that out because some people will question me on that as I give them the film, and that's what I, if they pull the information on it.
Well, look, let me give you an example. Let me give you an example of Northwoods being implemented. The Gulf of Tonkin in 64 did not take place. That was fake. And that's
right,
Northwoods
exactly.
being implemented. Now, the USS Liberty in 67 did take place.
Right. Right, yeah. There's no doubt in my mind that they have pulled stuff like this. I was just talking about that one particular little thing there that I would...
If you read that document, it says, kill people, wound people, and then it gives the opportunity, or we can stage it. And then it talks about casualty list, and U.S. newspapers will cause a helpful wave of national indignation.
Oh, yeah, yes, that's in there, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, they're definitely setting up a phony thing here one way or the other.
You've got it in front of you. I'm going from memory.
Yeah.
Page 9 talks about having their paramilitary forces shoot people in D.C. and Miami, and then how to frame patsies.
I got page 9 in front of me here. They would sink a boatload of Cubans en route to Florida, real or simulated. It's
see, I told you.
Right. Well, that I know.
You just said what I just said.
Right.
Real or simulated.
Right.
Real or simulated.
There, but on the other ones, there was no. It just talked about.
You're not. You know, it does talk about shooting our troops and shooting people.
No, I'm just talking about the ones about the unarmed.
I think from memory,
yeah.
And you've got it in front of you. I think
right.
4 times they talk about killing people and wounding them.
Yeah, they do mention that there are some things that they would do, and they're sort of vague in a couple
yeah,
of spots.
Yeah, they're not clear if they're going
right.
to kill John Glenn or not.
Yeah, so...
They just say, if he died, it'd be helpful. We could blame it on the commies.
Well, I've been giving this film out to quite a few people, and I even gave some to somebody in government. But I have a problem with these congressmen that I have out here. One congressman, there's only one I have, is this Joe Heffley. I wrote on that H.R. 3289... which is this $80 billion that they want, or $83 billion they wanted to use for Iraq. I wanted a specific breakdown from them and everything else. They never respond back. Neither does Wayne Allard, neither does this Ben Nighthorse Campbell. These people are pretty arrogant out here. I didn't have that problem in Illinois. I at least got a response from a congressman. It may be BS, but these guys just don't respond, period.
Yeah. Yeah, they, a lot of times I just don't have the staff. I mean, I'm in the position of getting hundreds of phone calls a day, thousands of emails a day, and I read it, I look at it, I can't respond to it.
Yeah.
But who knows? You need to go out. You know, congressmen and women have these events, Lou, where they go out and meet the constituency. You need to find out when they're going to have that and confront them face-to-face.
Well, I will. I will. I guarantee you that. I definitely will. And has anybody ever heard any more about what that Rubin, who was with the on that Enron deal, is there any books that are written that cover, you know, how they set up that guy was in the Treasury Department under Clinton, and he set up that thing with the, was it Citibank for the whole Enron deal?
Yeah, no, I mean, none of the real scammers that made the tens of billions of dollars got in trouble.
Right.
And, you know, the Arthur Anderson accountant there in Colorado, his decomposing body was found with gunshot wounds to the head.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then we had Baxter with the gunshot wound to the head in his underwear. After he said he'd go public, and then, you know, they go after Martha Stewart, who might have done something a little shady, instead of going after the real scammers.
Yeah, boy, that's the truth on that. I just didn't know if there's any more. I didn't know about that one guy getting killed from the accounting firm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. But I just wanted to bring that out. I actually had a great show, and like I say, I'm getting people to wake up little by little, you know. Hopefully I got to have answers for them, too, you know, so...
Absolutely. I appreciate your question, and it's a good question about Northwoods, but, I mean, you just started randomly reading from page 9, and there it is, sink a boatload of Cubans, whether real or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That wasn't my... You know, I have to be ready to answer a question if somebody pulls this document.
Well, if somebody reads the entire, 15 pages, it talks about killing and shooting people, and they say, real or simulated, real
right.
or simulated.
And in that Bambrook's book, he brings out that the main... was his explosion remained undetermined.
No, nah, that's... It, I mean, Bamford can say it's undetermined, but the clear evidence is that they blew that ship up.
Yeah, because they use a Remember the Main here in the Northwich document, too.
Yeah, they say
it
we can
could
have
be
another,
arranged in several forms.
Yeah, they say yeah. we can do another Main.
Right.
Hey, I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you have to take that document in total... for the spirit of it, and it talks about killing real people, killing Marines, killing Cubans, shooting people in D.C., bombing D.C., wounding people, killing people. If John Glenn was to have an accident while in orbit, that would be helpful. I mean, you got to read the whole thing, which you've obviously done, but if you've got some friend who picks out a part where they say, well, it says it could be simulated. Yeah, it says it could be real, too. The fact that they would talk about fake attacks is bad enough, but that document, I've got to dig it out. It's actually in a folder over here. I ought to read that whole thing on air again. Go read it for yourself at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, the 9/11 sections. All right, Kenneth and Matt and others, you're going to have to hold a few minutes. I'm going to cover news for about 10:15, then we'll get back to your calls. Stay with us.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I've got a comment for our last caller, Lou in Colorado, who brought up a great point. I mean, in the Northwoods document, they say we can, you know, sink this ship, blow this ship up with these Cubans on it, and we can do it for real, or we can simulate it. And they say we can have real sniper attacks, wound, kill people, or we can simulate it and put out false news reports. The point is, they're talking about doing it. And of course, they leave themselves that out there of, well, it could be simulated. But they go on to say, or it could be real. I mean, they say they're going to mortar attack and machine gun attack Marines. And they say that would be a real event. This is an official government document that got greenlighted all the way up to Kennedy, who said no to it. Now, take And then we saw those plans actually carried out in a bunch of different operations. Take the comments of General Tommy Franks and Cigar Aficionado. And by the way, there was a St. Petersburg Times article terrified by it. There was a New York Times article terrified by the comments, you know, because the media has to act like they're concerned, and some of the reporters are good people. And they got the same interpretation that Newsmax and myself took from it, you know, because Frank says, well, I love America, and I'm real sad about it, but if there's another big attack, we're going to set aside the Constitution and go to a military form of government. It's what the people want. Of course he's not going to say martial law is good, but he's preparing you for it. He's saying that if this happens, this is what we're going to do. It's the outgoing head of CENTCOM saying that this is being discussed. Then we look around us, there's all the preparations. Now, the article by NORTHCOM head Eberhard in the 23rd of November in the LA Times that's on Infowars.com right now goes even further. He says it's going to happen. It is happening. They're getting rid of Posse Comitatus. They're going to run our lives, but it's a good thing. Then there's the Asia Times with a big article where they got a Pentagon document about martial law by 2012. And they say, wow, looks like it's coming a little bit early, but it's an incremental, bloodless coup. It's militarizing police, violating our liberties and rights, building giant prisons everywhere. They're incrementally putting up thousands of cameras in every city. That's what's happening. And then I see this. Supreme Court upholds political money law. The Supreme Court upheld key features of the nation's new law intended to lessen the influence of money in politics. Oh, yeah, it restricts the money you or I can give as little people, but doubles what corporations can give. Oh, it's real good. And it restricts the First Amendment. I mean, according to their laws, I can't have Larry Pratt on 60 days before an election, okay? Or the ACLU, for that matter. Ruling Wednesday that the government may ban unlimited donations to political parties. Those donations, called soft money, had become a mainstay of modern political campaigns used to rally votes to the polls and to pay for sharply worded television ads. That means if you're a millionaire and want to run for Congress and you're a good guy or a bad guy, doesn't matter, you can't go spend your own money, see? But the big corporations can do whatever they want. And it restricts the First Amendment. It's horrible. Six children die in fresh U.S. blunder. The U.S. military announced today that six children and two adults were killed during a U.S. attack on a weapons compound in the southeastern Afghanistan, the second bungled operation in the country to leave child victims in the many days. The six children died on Friday during a night assault on a complex in Paquita province, where a renegade Afghan commander, Mullah Jalan, kept a huge cache of weapons at Lieutenant Colonel Brian Helferty. The next day, we discovered the bodies of two adults and six children. You can bet the numbers are higher than that. That's the normal tactic. This is out of Iraq with the puppet government, out of the Associated Press. Iraq to stop counting civilian dead. Baghdad, Iraq. Iraq's health minister has ordered a halt to a count of civilians killed during the war and told its statistics department not to release figures compiled so far, the official who oversaw the count told the Associated Press on Wednesday. That's today. The order was relayed by the ministry's director of planning, Dr. Nazar Shambandar, but the U.S.-led coalition provisional authority, which oversees the ministry, also wanted the counting to stop, said Dr. Naham Motion, the head of the Ministry Statistics Department. We have stopped the collection of this information because our minister didn't agree with it, she said, adding the CPA doesn't want this to be done. So the civilian casualties are in the tens of thousands. Our government doesn't want a count kept of that as they round up and arrest people and start kidnapping people's children to, quote, make them talk. That's the New York Times. A colonel admitted that on Monday. Folks, this is so bad. Do you get how evil this is? Maybe you don't. Maybe you think evil's good. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard of it. You've searched for it. We have it. I'm talking about Coral Calcium. Buy direct from the manufacturer and discover what thousands already know about the benefits of taking Coral Calcium supplements. Online, CoralCalcium.com is an authorized dealer of authentic, as seen on TV, Coral Calcium Supreme and new Coral Calcium Supreme Plus, formulated by author chemist Robert Barefoot. Visit online, CoralCalcium.com, or call toll-free 877-330-1120 and add this natural, valuable mineral to your daily diet today. Scientists and nutritionists agree that calcium may aid in the prevention or improvement of over 200 illnesses and diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and high cholesterol, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and chronic fatigue syndrome, to name a few. But the evidence also suggests that taking Coral Calcium daily may help to boost your immune system and increase energy. We all need calcium. Call toll-free 877-330-1120 or visit online coralcalcium.com and order yours today. Order now and receive a free pH health test kit and audio tape.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey Doris, great news. I now own my own home, free and clear, and I did it in less than 5 months.
Did you receive an inheritance?
Well, no. Actually, I found a way to eliminate my mortgage without bankruptcy and without the need of going to court. And you too can do this legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally.
But Jim, I signed a note promising to pay back the loan. Isn't it wrong even if I could discharge the loan?
Doris, I felt the same way until I took the time to learn the truth about money and banking. The most shocking thing I learned is the fact that no real money is ever loaned out. There's a dirty secret that the banks don't want you to know. And this is the basis of how I was able to discharge my own mortgage. I know this is hard to believe, but go to the website to learn more. Doris, get your PIN and find out how many Americans are finding financial freedom by having their mortgages eliminated in less than 5 months. Go to www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty. Just the way it sounds, and there's an S after mortgage. It's www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back to 9 to midnight. I'm here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Let's go ahead and take a couple more calls, then I'm going to get back into more of the news here. Let's talk to Malta in Denmark. Another call from Denmark. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hello, Alex.
Good to talk to you.
I just want to comment your show, and you say something about these evil people. But I want to say something about the Anti-Demoflation League. If my information, they are the arms of the Illuminati. Every time the Rothschilds and something else weren't going to being attacked, the Anti-Demoflation League is going to attack you. That's how I've tried here in Denmark. They are active all around the world.
Are you saying that the ADL is there to demonize anybody?
They are the arms of the Illuminati. Every time you attack the Illuminati.
Well, I have found if you attack government corruption in any way, and never say a word of racism, you will be attacked by the ADL. If you're a real live Nazi, you will be loved and supported and completely ignored. By the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Simon Wiesenthal Center.
But the Southern Poverty Law Center is Jews too, I understand. The management of this is Jews. Maybe they have some kind of connection to the Anti-Demoflation League. I don't know. Maybe that.
Well, there's a lot of organizations. Look, it's a horrible thing to throw at somebody that they're racist or whatever, and so the government's going to have its people that do that. My point is that I'm against Mecha, who's racist, who's Hispanic. I'm against the Black Panther Party that's now become very racist under Khalid Muhammad, and I'm against Zionists that are racist. I'm against all of these groups that do this, and if you are against all the racists, there's nothing they can really do against you. And so I refuse to play the game. I fight corruption, period.
We have this European constitution now in Denmark, in Europe. We shall vote next year again on. And I've start to thinking maybe they want to use some, you want to do something like about homeland security too here in Europe.
Well,
I'm a little afraid about that.
Your European Union is taking your rights away and taking your national
that's for sure.
Sovereignty.
Yeah.
I mean, I read about people being arrested for criticizing the government now.
Not here in Denmark. We have a conservative government. It's sure controlled by the Illuminati to some kind, but they have been elected to run an anti-European, foreign policy.
Yes, sir. How long have you been listening to the show?
I don't know what you call it. Yeah, they have problems here with this European Union. They don't know what they want.
Well, most European countries have not allowed a referendum because in all the nations I've seen polls on, 70%+ of the people are against being under the EU, but still it expands and expands and expands.
Okay.
Are the people that you talk to in Denmark, are they against the EU?
Most of them, even the Jews.
So the question is, why are you under the EU then?
You know, the Rothschild control the media here in Denmark, too.
Yeah. All right, sir. Well, I appreciate your call from Denmark, and please spread the word, and thanks for holding.
I will do that.
You bet.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, we get calls. I've gotten calls from Antarctica, McMurdo Weather Station. I get calls from Mexico, Germany, Canada, Africa. Haven't gotten a call in about 6 months from Australia or New Zealand. But if you are calling from especially outside the Americas, we will get you right on the air. Do I have that little guest, that short guest I was going to have on? I appreciate you getting our guest on. Here in about 5-10 minutes, we will go to Kenneth and Matt and Jack and others, and I'll get into Verichip, signed South Africa distributorship. And here's another one out of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Company aims to sell Verichip as credit card for the forgetful bionic man or woman in your life. Here's a credit card they can't possibly leave home without. A microchip the size of a grain of rice implanted in the arm. And they're moving ahead now to buy and sell, and you will scan your hand to buy and sell. As we said, this chip was meant to do. And it's the company's really owned by IBM and the Communist Chinese military. That was in their 2000 financial filings, and some of the stockholders of Verichip are now suing IBM, claiming they're trying to take control. They already had control, as I told you, 3 years ago. But right now we're joined by a fella, I won't take much of his time, good friend of mine. He's the owner of the Alamo Draft House Cinema down in Houston, Texas, at the West Oaks Shopping Center, and it's the nicest of the four Alamo Draft Houses I've been in. Mel Gibson was here in Austin this Sunday for a surprise showing of The Passion, or The Passion of Christ. They have lengthened the name, but we're going to be down in the Alamo Draft House in Houston. I'm going to be there showing 9/11 Road to Tyranny, and then, of course, John Carpenter's They Live. I'm going to give a 30-minute speech, show Road to Tyranny at 6:30, and then at about 9:30 or so, we'll have a question and answer. Then we'll show John Carpenter's They Live. Great place to network and meet folks. And last time we did this, at about Wednesday, we'd sold about 40 tickets online. And I was worried, oh, will there be a big crowd? Then, by 7 o'clock when it started, we had sold all the tickets. and had to turn away hundreds of people. So buy your tickets early or show up at least 30 minutes before, because everybody procrastinates and then doesn't get into the film. Now, this is the second showing, so the crowds may not be as big this time, but I think we're going to sell out. And I hope to see everybody go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, link through to the Alamo Drafthouse website, and buy tickets via their secure online server to this double feature. And that's coming up this Saturday. And folks, it's such a nice theater, luxury theater, wonderful seats, your own tables, seats over 300 people. It's such a nice place. They got pizza, hamburgers, all that stuff. But fellow patriot Travis Doss joins us. And Travis, good to have you on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You bet. Last time was a big success, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. The last show was done on September 11th, as you all know, and it exceeded our expectations tremendously.
That was a Thursday, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Because I got back in the car that night at 12:30 and drove home and did the radio show the next day. But yeah. This time I'm going to be staying down there in Houston. It was an amazing event to see all these people interacting. That's the reason I look forward to going.
Yeah, absolutely. We had people emailing me for weeks after we did it, lamenting the fact that they weren't able to be there and see you. I actually had other theater owners from around the country calling me, and were jealous that we had you. So it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I get calls every week from theaters that want to show Road to Tyranny, and I need, but they always want me to come there, and I just can't do it because of the radio show. I'm not bragging, oh, I'm in such demand.
Mm-hmm.
The good news here is that people care, people know the truth about September 11th, and I think it's going to be a big success this time. But Travis, wouldn't you encourage folks to go online now and go ahead and get the tickets?
Yeah, absolutely. So they won't be disappointed. Absolutely. Yeah, there was a tremendous amount of people who were disappointed last time. And, I would highly encourage them to come if they can. I mean,
now, the interesting thing was it didn't sell out till about 6:50. Everybody, mm-hmm. a bunch of people showed up right when it's supposed to start. So, folks, just show up a little early if you're not online. I don't want to discourage people to not show up because they think they can't get tickets. If you know somebody, get them to who does have a computer, get them to go online and get you the tickets.
Yeah, they should definitely come, and we're going to try to get you starting speaking at 6 p.m. sharp so that we can have the full amount of time. That was probably the highlight of it, Q&A that you did and just you sharing your thoughts.
Hey, did you get a chance to come down and see Mel Gibson this weekend?
No, unfortunately, I had to work, so no, I couldn't make it. I wish I could have.
Well, I had heard the rumor that Harry Knowles was going to have him there, but I said, I'm going deer hunting. I'm not going to try to weasel into that. And even though I'd love to have gone, but that was certainly interesting. And actually, the leftist newspaper said, I don't get why the ADL is attacking Gibson. This film isn't bad.
That is interesting. That was a lot of the reviews that I heard that said, what's the big deal?
Well, that shows the insanity. Arnold can scream in front of thousands that he hates black people at a bodybuilding contest in 78 and can campaign for Nazis, and he's okay, but Gibson has never done anything anti-Semitic, and he gets attacked.
I don't know.
I guess it's just a leftist kind of tool to demonize anything. It's like the Ten Commandments.
I don't know.
Travis, how do folks get to the Alamo Draft House there in Houston?
Yeah, we're located on the west side of Houston. We're located at Westheimer and Highway 6. And if anybody needs better directions, they can go to our website. It's www.drafthouse.com. And then they would click on West Oaks. We're at the West Oaks Mall.
And your mascot is a fitting individual, John Wayne.
Yeah.
And it's Remember the Alamo, folks. You can't forget that. And a lot of great folks involved. And I really enjoyed the Houston crowd, and folks came in as from far away as I think states like Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, and so I look forward to seeing everybody there this Saturday. I look forward to seeing you again, Travis.
Absolutely.
I know the staff had a lot of fun last time too. They're looking forward to it, aren't they?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we've got a great staff, and I think everybody who came, we had a lot of people who hadn't been here before. I think everybody had a really good time. I think your film is fantastic. I think there's probably a lot of people who haven't seen the John Carpenter film either, and it's just very eerie when you compare some of the things in that film that it's sensationalized, but we compare some of the things in that film to some of the things that you speak about that are on the horizon. It's interesting.
Well, I mean, I'm showing They Live because it's a good way to get people to look behind the surface, to think about the big picture, to shift their paradigm. It's an analogy of what we're really facing.
Mm-hmm.
And one more time for folks that just joined us, how do they get to the Alamo Draft House at the West Oak Shopping Center?
Yes, sir. We're on the far west side of Houston. We're 3 miles south of I-10. On Highway 6 at Westheimer. It's Highway 6 at Westheimer, 3 miles south of I-10 on Highway 6. We're inside of the West Oaks Mall, and you can once again go to www.drafthouse.com and click on West Oaks, and it'll take you directly to our website.
Absolutely, and
link is on the top right-hand corner of the West Oaks homepage. If they just click on your Road to Tyranny link, it'll take them right to where they could buy tickets.
And you are a freedom lover. Your dad has been a radio listener here in Austin for years.
Oh, yeah.
And I always enjoy getting to see him, and I hope he'll be there.
He's standing here right now listening to you.
All right, well, say hi to your dad for me.
Absolutely.
Do you want to put your dad on?
Yeah, I'll put him on right now.
Okay.
Alex, how you doing?
Hey, Mr. Doss, good to talk to you.
Oh, good talking to you. We're excited about you being here this weekend.
Well, I love doing it, and the crowd was so awesome last time that I look forward to coming there again, and hopefully in the future we can show some of the other films there.
We want to do it, and we're available for you and your anytime you want to come, Alex. We believe in what you're doing, and we're excited to help.
What do you think about the developments in the New World Order right now?
Well, you know, Alex, I hope that you can help people wake up to what's going on. This whole New World Order, it's been around for so long, and people seem to be waking up now, but only because you and some of the folks on your show there have told the truth.
Well, that's the key to standing up against evil is just, I think Mark Twain said it best in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And there's thousands of people that hit the barbed wire before I did and others did that opened that wedge up for us. But it's life and death now, and to defend our way of life and our heritage, we've got to do it. And thanks a lot for all your support, Mr. Doss. And tell Travis thank you.
I'll do it. Thanks a lot.
Take care, my friend. I'll see you this
Saturday.
See you Saturday. All right, folks, I'm going to go to your calls, loaded phones here in just a minute, but I appreciate them coming on the show and look forward to seeing folks in Houston this weekend. Company aims to sell self-Verichip as credit card. Again, Seattle Post-Intelligencer. 5 years ago, 2 years ago, did you ever think you'd be hearing about this? For the forgetful bionic man or woman in your life, here's a credit card they can't possibly leave home without: a microchip the size of a grain of rice implanted in the arm. The Verichip, which transmits a unique ID number by radio frequency to a scanner, actually has been implanted in more than 30 people for a variety of potential applications, including as a building ID badge, medical bracelet, and anti-kidnapping device. Now the chip's creator, Applied Digital Solutions of Palm Beach, Florida, is pitching it as a digital wallet that would automatically make purchases in stores. Yeah, they've also signed a deal with the Bureau of Prisons in California. When that went public, It fell apart, and they've signed a deal with the Communist Chinese to implant their population, and that's where the big plant is based in Beijing, and it's owned by IBM. This is their front company. Now, listen to this. It gets even worse. This isn't Alex Jones saying it was a Walmart plan involved with the RFID, because that's what the Verichip is. It's the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Listen to this. The device employs radio frequency identification technology, or RFID, which companies such as Walmart stores are testing for more mundane purposes, such as tracking inventory and ringing up products at the register. Yeah, they want to force out the barcode, which they implemented in 84. For example, a chip embedded in a product or its packaging can transmit signals informing the retailer that it is removed from the shelf or purchased and needs replacing. But how does one install such a chip in a human? Easy, says Applied Digital. Now, again, we cannot become desensitized or acclimated just because there's hundreds of articles every month about how wonderful it is. What do you think about this? When we get back, we'll take your calls on all the subjects you're calling in about, Kenneth and Matt and Jack and others. And the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. And we do have a guest coming up about the police state that you don't want to miss in the next hour. And I do also want to talk about George Bush telling Taiwan, hey, you're not going to be independent like our treaty with you says. This isn't status quo as he's trying to spin it. This is a major change in course. Bill Clinton wouldn't talk like this. He'd be called a commie, but Bush can do it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
All right, we'll be taking your calls, getting through these folks that have been holding here in the next few segments. Then we've got the lawyer with the class action suit, remember up there at that public school with all the cameras and the drug dogs. Now we learned grabbing on the bags and shaking things and terrifying the children, the guns to their heads, no drugs found. All part of martial law, folks. That's martial law. They weren't that brutal in Germany till they got you to the camp. So that's coming up in the next hour. Before I go to Ken and Matt and Jack and Charlie and everybody else, I want to encourage everybody, my first plug of the day for this, to get my videos. I've made 10 films. You don't have to come to Houston to see them. You can get 9/11, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, my newest film, Matrix of Evil. You can get the videos by going to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can get Eric Hufschmidt's new incredible film about 9/11, Painful Deceptions, which covers the different facets of the collapse of the buildings and what happened at the Pentagon. You can get the Loss of Liberty video about the USS Liberty attack that was to be blamed on Egypt as a pretext for World War III. We now carry that. A lot of really important items at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or you can call toll free to get the videos. They make great gifts. I authorize you to make copies of them. Yes, I want you to get my films and duplicate them and hand them out to people and get them out to opinion makers and public officials. The videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. Toll free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or Infowars.net or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, and your purchase also makes this show possible. Let's go ahead and talk to Kenneth in Texas. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Fine, sir.
Thank you for taking my call. I want to make real quick mention what that lady had to say early in the hour about the churches. You know, that worship George Bush or whatever. I've seen good Christian men, you know, Clint Eastwood type, and about in 3 years' time, the churches effeminated them, and they were dancing ballerinas. And they're good preachers on shortwave. I listen to Pete Peters and Tex Mars, and those preachers right there got more testosterone than probably a lot of the male preachers in this country put together. But I called about the underground bunkers. You know what? I got a feeling that I say let them build them underground bunkers, because I think those underground bunkers are their tomb. I think the next terrorist act, major terrorist act, is going to be committed by Jesus Christ himself. Psalms 58. Now, I want everybody to look
so
at
it. So you think the earthquakes in Oklahoma and the Carolinas are God?
Well, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that at all. I'm just saying, I encourage patriots and Christians alike to read Psalms 58 tonight.
Well, talking about the secret government, in Road to Tyranny, I have the Washington Post where they admit that the, quote, secret government's in control. Congress, the headline is shadow government. That's what the White House called it.
Uh-huh.
The rich elite are moving out of the country. That is happening. The question is, why?
I think from what I hear, they might want to use Russia to destroy America, but I think God might have different plans.
Well, the globalists are a pack of criminals, and there's no telling what's going to happen. I just know this. We're in the most dangerous period of history we have ever been in.
All right.
Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Kenneth. We'll come back and talk to Matt and Jack and Charles, and we got our guests coming on. You think you know the whole story of what happened up there at that Goose Creek school? Well, you're going to find out a little bit more. And is this coming to a school near you?
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive.
The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.